You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, in today's readings, it's kind of almost obvious and kind of in your face that the Lord says, well, here it is, bottom line. I lay before you a blessing and a curse. And the blessing and the curse of laying before you a blessing and the curse just means this. Hey, these are the rules. You follow the rules, good things happen. You don't follow the rules, then everything gets screwed up. And basically, that's it. And now you say, well, okay. And in its simplicity, it's awful. Because if it's complicated and a lot of rules, we could get to hide and we get to, make excuses and all of that. But no, the Lord says, here it is, blessing and curse. Follow my word, live, don't, then you're not going to live so well. And that's just the way it is. Now, that theme is picked up more in the gospel reading where Jesus says, okay, it's all about building and all of that. And how well are you a builder? So we all know the building analogy. If you want a building, then the foundation is the most important thing. And most builders will tell you that. And when you start a project, and I've done a lot of building projects as a priest, the most frustrating part, but I understand the most important part, is the hole. I always got to dig a hole. There's always, whenever you build a building, there's always a hole. And you always got to do a hole and dig a hole, and you got to do stuff in the hole that's important for the rest of the building. I don't understand what goes on there, but it's a long process, and it's kind of tedious for an impatient person because, you want the building. You want the walls and the prettiness, but I understand the hole and the necessity of it. And that is exactly what Jesus today is saying. Hey, you got to get your foundation right. Because here's the thing. What's it say here? You got to build it up because what's going to happen? The rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house. Now, that's not if the winds come. That's not if the floods come. There's always going to be wind and flood. In our life, wind and flood come up. Now, when we think of this reading, you kind of think of big stuff. And the big stuff is precisely big stuff. You know, if you lose your job or, something happens in the family, somebody dies suddenly, maybe even a child or something, God forbid. But all of these awful things happen. These are big floods. These are big winds. And these are the tragedies we hear about on television, we talk about, and we hear about. We kind of whisper about, hey, did you hear what happened? And those are awful things. And a strong foundation is needed, especially for such strong hurricane force winds of something ugly like that happening in our life. So therefore, can we do it on our own? Absolutely not. There is no way. We need the help of God and we need the help of others. And in our gospel reading today, there is just no way we can do it on our own. And God doesn't even like that. There's no just individual here. We all have to kind of band together. And in this banding together as a church, we receive our support, we receive our sacrament, and we see our God in the face of others. And that's the good news. And that is what we are supposed to be about. And our foundation is supposed to be strong on that. That's the big things. Now, the challenge, though, I would like to also leave with us as I conclude, is the small things. Now, we are challenged because we are challenged that we have to make sure our foundation is strong. That's our prayer. You come into church here, good stuff, doing good works, doing all the virtues that we can, helping one another. All of these things kind of build up our foundation. However, we've got to be careful because that we don't become the storm. And what do I mean by this? Well, we can be maybe strong enough to hit the big stuff, but then we have to deal with the everyday storms in our life. And that's sometimes where we kind of screw up. And sometimes our foundation isn't as set as we think. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, every day we're going to have to deal with each other. And when we deal with each other, it may not be a pleasant exchange sometimes. It could be bad. And now let me give you an example of this. And Father Eric, you know myself. I've got two more guys, Raffel and Dell, at the seminary. So there's four of us. There used to be nine of us. Now, it's like any kind of family. When we come together, maybe at the dinner table, if one of us is in a foul mood, and we all know our foul moods, you know your foul mood and I know mine, and you know your family members' foul moods, here comes a storm. So, this thing can blow up. And if we all get into a foul mood, we've got a full-blown hurricane where we're all growling and yelling and kind of backstabbing and not being too kind to each other. Well, we do it in that Christian way, that really kind of goofy smile. You know, because this is what we as Christians do. We as Christians have this problem. We have that smile that we put on. But you know you're hating the person right next to you or the person that you're talking to. This is the Christian problem. And this is how we get called all the time by other religions of being hypocritical. And, well, maybe. But nonetheless, it's a Christian problem a lot. And this is just one of our hang-ups. This is a family problem that we as Christians have. And that is, we're angry at one another. We're really angry. We fake it. But nonetheless, then, we talk about each other or do other things. This is the storm. I can contribute to the storm. You can contribute to the storm when we come in a foul mood and just try to mess everything up. Now, if my fellow members, if Eric or Dell or Raffel are strong in their faith, they will not let my foul mood get in the way. And you know what? They can kind of bring me out. If I'm in a bad mood, but they're all in a good mood and start joking, suddenly the storm just disappears because they've been strong. This is a small example, but this is important. On the big stuff, yes, the foundation of Christ is needed and the church is needed, and we need to work on that. However, daily, we need to work on our daily interactions with one another to make sure that we're strong, that we show God's love, and that we do not succumb to another person's anger or let another person kind of pull us into something that we should not be a part of. And then you know what? When we do that, then there will be less storms, and you know what? The world will be a lot better because we are showing Christ's love.